Well, folks, I'm very excited. We've been enjoying Anderson Valley this morning, and as we drove up through the valley here, it's just amazing how this valley has grown, and the real focus of this valley is Pinot Noir, and Michael Fay has come to this valley, and his passion for Pinot Noir has brought him to GoldenEye, and this is exciting for me. This is a new single designated vineyard for me, for GoldenEye. I haven't tasted this one, so I'll pour some wine here and tell me about it.
Great. Well, this is our 2010 Split Rail Vineyard, and this is the inaugural vintage for us. And I just love this wine. It's so different from everything else that we're making. It's very structural based. There's a lot of kind of very refined tannin in it, but it's got just a great mouthfeel. It's a little bit more of that red fruit character as opposed to the darker fruits that we get from most of our other vineyards. We just think it makes a great, great component wine for the Anderson Valley blend, but it stands alone and makes just a hugely structured but elegant style of Pinot Noir, especially the Dijon clones from this ranch. Specifically, we have down on the by the river. It's just amazing wine, really, really great addition to the GoldenEye Estate Vineyard.
This is really an education in Pinot Noir. As you come to the GoldenEye tasting room and you go through these, you can really find out the different nuances in Pinot Noir and why you have put these components together. This is very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, each one of these vineyards should exemplify at least, I try to break it down into one main character because I think that's the most important thing when it comes to whether it's barrel choices or wine styles. You've got to kind of find that main component from each one of these vineyards, kind of highlight that or amplify that, if you will. And really, that's the only way to really show what these vineyards are capable of. But also, by having such diverse characters from each of these vineyards, it makes for just so many tools when it comes to blending. It's really something special and something I feel very lucky to have all of these components.
I feel very lucky to just had food brought to the table again here, and we have another dish. And Michael, we have some great food and great wine. It's time for us to enjoy.
All right, I can't wait.